Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Howard White, as chairman at Hydrogen Utopia. How are you today, Howard?
I'm better than I was yesterday. Thanks, Zach. Is it summertime? I haven't seen it. Anyway, thank you for this. First of all, I would just like to say how sorrowful I am about the loss of a friend and our former chairman, Simon Mann, a great loss, especially what we just announced, because his contacts in that region were very, very good. But there we go. That's life,
Well, I
as
suppose
they say.
today's big share price rise and positive reaction from the market is a kind of tribute. As I wrote about an hour ago, it looks as though Hydrogen Utopia has finally cracked it.
Well, first of all, I think I need to acknowledge that this has been a result of the very hard work of our CEO, who identified via her work pace, which is non-stop, and got us involved in reintroducing me to Innotec. Innotec, a company I first started working with when I was at AFC Energy back in 2008. And I suppose I could say that I'd forgotten all about them, which I had, and the technology. But on being reintroduced to them, it suddenly occurred to me that this is a technology that I was aware of. What were we talking 17 years ago, where it was purely a haz waste disposal technology, and it is a plasma technology, and I'm very, very familiar with plasma, because plasma is something I've been involved with for 10, 12 years. I had a license in Thailand. I was involved with big plasma projects with Roman Abramovich. And so it all suddenly dawned upon me that we have, as HUI, extensively trawled the Middle East, because there is a lot of money out there. Alexandra has been in touch with the likes of Saudi Aramco, who approached her, ADNOC, who approached her. And the theme was always, we want something new, we want something interesting, we want something, that's gonna show the world. We're buying football clubs, we're buying tennis, we're buying every sport going, and now we want to keep on doing things that people look at us. ADNOC and other people in the Middle East, and what we found as a constant was that they do not like to take risk. So we were selling them the concept of the hydrogen utopia, plastic to hydrogen, and they really got excited about it. And the first thing they would say is, "Where can I see one?" And of course, we would say, "Well, actually, we've got to build the first one." And then they'd say, "Well, we don't really like taking risk, you know." So when Alexandra got engaged with a company that was using Innotec, it suddenly dawned on me that there was a repurposing here, because the one thing that Innotec does, and Innotec is a plasma technology, and I'll talk about plasma shortly, is that it will take anything and turn it into its molecular construction, and produces a very, very, very clean syngas. When it first started, it was, as I say, a haz-waste disposal. So it worked entirely almost on gate fee, very high gate fee for 100% destruction. And what they did with the syngas, I don't know. In America in 2012, 13, they probably just flared it, or might even bother to put it through a gas engine. But it has the opportunity of, which we learned later, that one could add another process called gas water shift and double the quantity of hydrogen and produce a significant amount of clean, in fact, food grade CO2. That was sort of, came to my mind. And then I started remembering my time in the Middle East, and I've been to Saudi Arabia. I've had a business in Qatar. I have very good friends in UAE, and I remember that they started talking about it because they're building out there at a phenomenal rate, but they also have this huge desire to reduce their very high CO2 footprint. They're dirty countries. So they have started on a program of low carbon construction. And it's essentially low carbon steel and low carbon concrete. Low carbon steel, each ton of steel produced requires 50 kilos of hydrogen. Each ton of cement requires 15. Sorry, did I say tons? 50 kilos of hydrogen, and each ton of cement, 15 kilos of hydrogen, to make it low carbon. And this is actually part of the government's plan for 2040. That they want almost all of their construction to be low carbon. In addition, as I mentioned, the process with gas water shift producing from 20,000 tons of plastic or similar high value material, 4,000 tons of hydrogen with gas water shift, it also produces 50,000 tons of CO2. Now, the next item on their agenda is CCS, or in this case, and the new fad CCUS, which is carbon capture, utilization, and sequestration. And what you do with 50,000 tons of CO2 is you pump it underneath a depleting oil field, and you push more oil out and sequestrate the CO2 because the CO2 goes underneath the oil. The oil's been there for, millions of years, so it's absolutely gas tight. So if you put CO2 underneath an oil field, it will stay there forever, as long as we're concerned, anyway. So the second usage is CCUS, which is high on both Saudi and UAE list of things to achieve, and in the case of the UAE, they really do want to become the world leaders in it. And the third thing, of course, is that they have these very nice deserts, and they're tired of turning them into waste dumps. So they've actually said they want to eliminate landfilling in this 2040 time frame. So of course we're taking the tires and the plastic and even turbine blades, we can eliminate those as well. So to me it's an absolute perfect fit. It couldn't be better. And the fact that when they say now, yes, but can we see one work? The answer is yes. Get on on one of your many planes, fly over to the States, and we'll show you one that's been working for 13 years at full scale. So that answers that question. And because it's a TRL 9, technology readiness level 9 technology, which is what a car is, it means that EPC companies will come look at it, say, yeah, this works, we see how it works, we can build it, for an extra, 5, 10 million euros, dollars, pounds, whatever. We'll give you a what is a, essentially a what's called a RAP, which is an insurance policy, which says we'll build it, and if anything goes wrong, it's out down to us to fix it. So that gives a huge level of comfort to people who don't like to take risks. And then you've got the opportunity in KSA and UAE of something in the order of 70 steel mills and about 60 cement plants. So that you've got like 130 prime opportunities. Some will take one system, the bigger ones will have two systems, three systems, four systems. But for each of them, it means adding, in the case of steel, approximately $200 per ton of steel onto the price. But of course, then you are building a low carbon building. And the other thing about being in the Middle East, especially Saudi Arabia, is the government will give grants and assistance, and in some cases, they're negotiating subsidies for low carbon hydrogen. So, very quickly, just to talk about the technology itself, plasma technology is that they call plasma the fourth state, gas, solid, and water, and plasma the fourth state. And what it is really is lightning. It is the creation of essentially a permanent lightning bolt between two electrodes. And whilst it does consume electricity, it's actually in an area where electricity is exceptionally inexpensive. So basically, your OPEX out there is low cost of power to operate it, low cost of labor, because as you know, the Middle East imports a lot of labor from places like India, Pakistan, etc., where although people say that they're underpaid there, they're probably getting 10 times of what they would get in their country, and you can probably verify that, Zach. So to me, it's a virtuous circle. I think that it's going to be pushing against open doors, and we've got 10 licenses. I think we'll be going back for more and doing a much a firmer deal with Innotec in the very near future. We, as I said, we have some very good contacts, friends, relationships, and corporate existing relationships that we're not that interested in HUI at the stage it's at. But this relationship gives us the opportunity to start SPVs for everyone who wants a license. We will charge for a license, so we'll get income immediately from license. And some of this we will pass back to Innotec because it's important to feed the mothership. And we will retain a percentage of the SPV as much as we can, but it doesn't really matter. You know, if it's 10%, it will be great. And we will have an ongoing management fee, so we will have ongoing revenue. And this will all come as part of our ability to become self-sufficient and profitable, and doing it in an area where what takes a year, 2 years, 3 years here to get permission to even, you know, pour a kilo of cement, there your permission takes 3 weeks if you need it at all. And as most of these, if not all of them, will be going on brownfield sites, they probably won't even need permissions. It's so much easier out there. So the money's easier, the permissions are easier, and just about every decent EPC company in the world is out in this part of MENA because they're building so much. I mean, they're still building like crazy. So I am very delighted that we have taken this first step, and it is a first step. There will be much more to come on this in the near future, and I'm sure everyone who takes any interest in Hydrogen Utopia will be expecting me to say something about Ohrid Organics. All I will say is that everything is proceeding as people expect, and no doubt there will be news coming in the near future, as there always is with things like plants. And they grow slowly, but when they get there, they get there. So really, that's about it for now. As a wrap up, and hopefully I'll be seeing you again soon with some completely different news, all positive.
Thank you, Howard White, Chairman at Hydrogen Utopia. And I suppose the final message we didn't maybe didn't emphasize so much is that after a long, long odyssey, you found the technology that works. You can turn waste into hydrogen, because that wasn't actually a given in many people's minds. Many people thought, well, you can never do it, and there was a big history of experimental this and experimental that, and you actually found the technology, somebody was already doing it.
This is not experimental. Full scale, producing a very clean syngas, which has been demonstrated, that hydrogen can be extracted from it, and this is it. This is where it takes off. It's been a long, tough road, but long, tough roads come to an end. Not in the end that some of the naysayers have been saying. There will be, I believe, there will be revenues from various sources imminently.
Howard White, thank you very much indeed.
That, Camille, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.